This is a Fox News alert. He's running again. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
My fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
Former President Trump announcing his third run for the White House Monday evening at Mar-a-Lago.
In 2020, I received the largest number of votes of any sitting president in history by a lot. And we will do it again, but with even more votes this time.
Former president said America has become a nation in decline and promised to reverse Biden administration policies, which he says have made the country once again dependent on foreign oil. Mr. Trump has filed his campaign papers with the Federal Elections Commission. President Biden called an emergency meeting of the G20 summit leaders shortly after Poland said the two Russian-made missiles had landed inside their border with Ukraine. The president said the leaders were unanimous in their reaction.
We agreed to support Poland's investigation into the explosion in rural Poland near the Ukrainian border. And I'm going to make sure we figure out exactly what happened.
The president says he thinks it's unlikely the missiles were fired from inside Russia. As a NATO member, Poland could ask the other members of the alliance to come to its defense. Federal judge in California has ordered the Biden administration to lift Trump administration asylum restrictions known as Title 42, which allowed migrants who might be carrying the coronavirus to be expelled from the country. The ruling conflicts with another federal court which had ordered those restrictions remain in place. NASA is scheduled to launch its Artemis moon mission about an hour from now, but technicians were working to remedy a hydrogen leak. There's also a communications issue at one of the tracking stations that could delay the launch, which is to carry a crew of mannequins into lunar orbit. Wall Street Tuesday. The Dow gained 56 points, NASDAQ up 162, the S&P 500 closing 34 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
House Republicans still waiting for one more election victory to put them in the majority, held their leadership elections Tuesday. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy nominated to run for Speaker of the House in January, saying,
"We're going to make Congress work again, not only ending proxy voting where people can show up to vote, but where the committees meet in person again to debate things that are important to the hardworking families who are struggling under this Biden agenda."
In the Senate, GOP leader Mitch McConnell says he has the votes to be reelected minority leader, despite a challenge from Florida Senator Rick Scott. State judge in Atlanta has overturned Georgia's ban on abortion after 6 weeks gestation, which was enacted in July. In Moscow, Idaho, police say whomever murdered four University of Idaho students last weekend is still on the loose. They believe it was a targeted attack. The coroner says the four were stabbed to death. Prosecutors in suburban Detroit say they'll seek a life sentence with no chance for parole for Ethan Crumbly, the teenager charged with killing four fellow students at a Michigan school last year. He's pled guilty to murder and terrorism. The next hearing in the case is scheduled for February. Major League Baseball's best skippers for the year have been named.
MLB Awards Week continues with the Manager of the Year winners announced on Tuesday. Terry Francona of the Guardians winning the American League prize for the third time. Francona leading Cleveland to the AL Central title and making it to the second round of the playoffs with the youngest roster in baseball. The NL's trophy going to Mets manager Buck Showalter, who led New York to a 101-win regular season and the team's first playoff appearance in 6 years. Showalter has now won the award four times with four different teams, previously winning Manager of the Year with the Yankees, Orioles, and Rangers. He joins Bobby Cox and Tony La Russa as the only four-time Manager of the Year winners. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.